While the pandemic is straining the healthcare system, it's also getting in the way of those being trained to be medical providers. The University of Wyoming School of Nursing is trying to find a solution to this problem. Wyoming Public Radio's Ivy Engel has more.
When you go to the doctor's office, how do you know that your nurse knows what they're doing? It all starts with training and preparation. Krista Sullivan, a doctor of nursing student, helps run the simulations that give UW nursing students crucial experience caring for patients.
So a large part of nursing is critical thinking, and we use the nursing process to kind of formulate that critical thinking. And simulation is a really good place to kind of cement that, because we can take what would be 4 to 5 hours and simulate it as 30 minutes.
The School of Nursing has several highly advanced mannequins that play the part of patient. You may think, oh great, they're learning with dummies. But clinical simulation coordinator Denise Gable will quickly correct you. Gable says these mannequins do everything, from blinking and breathing to showing symptoms.
She bleeds, she urinates,
she cries, sweat,
she vomits. She doesn't projectile vomits, but you can hear the vomit. You can push medications through her. She's got blood pressure. She's got pulses. She's got heart, lung, bowel sounds. She's got all of that. It truly is like it's a real patient.
They even give birth to realistic mannequin babies. Students in the simulations are split into two groups, the observers and the caregivers. The observers watch from a remote room and take note of things that are done well by the caregivers and those that need to be fixed. The caregiving is done in mock hospital rooms with real working equipment. First, they get a detailed medical history.
It's currently Monday at 1600. Your patient presented to the emergency department at 0600 on Monday and was admitted to the floor at 0730 on Monday, and then went to surgery and returned from surgery at 1545 to the floor. Her name is Agnes Taylor.
And then the scenario begins.
Hi Agnes, my name is Karina. I'm gonna be one of your nurses today.
I'm Jessie, I'm gonna be one of your nurses. How are you feeling today?
Each scenario is different and completely customizable. Krista Sullivan is overseeing the simulation through a one-way mirror. She has the ability to change any aspect of the scenario in real time. And she's also the voice of the patient and can add information or affect the simulation as needed.
We're going to get a quick set of vitals on you and see if we can figure out why you're feeling so dizzy, okay?
After both groups act as caregiver, Sullivan and the students critique their performances, which she says is the most important part of the process. Clinical simulation coordinator Denise Gable says this program allows students to train in a variety of real-world situations without the risk that comes with real patients.
It's as real as it can be when they come in here, so that they know that even though they do their best, but they can make mistakes. And that's the whole point of simulation, to make mistakes and not have to do it on a real patient. They can learn from this part here.
This is especially important now. School of Nursing Dean Cheryl Smith says students' access to in-person clinical practice was cut short thanks to COVID-19.
When the campus closed, the other thing that happened was our hospital partners also asked that we not bring students into their settings.
Luckily, the seniors had enough in-person hours before the pandemic hit to graduate, but Smith is worried about their current students.
We have told our students to graduate, they will have to have some face-to-face time. The rest of our students, they're in the middle of their program. I need to make sure they get the direct patient care hours. And I'm hoping that we are able to continue that and not have to hold people back from graduating. But it will be hard to graduate students if they don't have the competences they need.
And while they await final word from the hospitals, the lab is looking into new opportunities. For instance, clinical students will get the opportunity to study COVID-19 and work with simulated patients.
Because even if we are saying we're going to keep them out of those rooms now, we want them to be able to understand the care of those patients so when they graduate, they're prepared and at least have an understanding of the things that are required for those types of patients.
Smith says they're looking into building a virtual 3D lab on campus and creating similar technology that students can use at home. As always, the staff is focused on giving their students the best training possible, with or without a pandemic. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.